Thank you so much for joining us at Christ Nation Radio. Today is a great day because we have a wonderful man on the line, Tony Spisato. He's a great friend of ours. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Pastor.
So I wanted to connect the dots between how Tony and I, our paths crossed. Tony is a member at Christ Nation Church here in Schaumburg, Illinois, and he is, as a matter of fact, very involved. Tony, we just love you, brother, and we thank you so much for being part of everything that you're part of.
Oh, I love you guys too, Jacques, believe me.
Now, Tony has a very inspiring story of divine intervention through radical deliverance and redemption. He was redeemed and delivered from a life that was ravaged by alcohol for more than 30 years. Now, today, Tony serves as a leader at Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg and oftentimes ministers to others with similar struggles. Now, I want to mention, before we ask Tony the first question, if you are without a home church and you're looking to, you know, to become part of a home church, then please make sure to check out Christ Nation. You can go to christnation.tv. You can join us live online every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Or you can just drive out to our church. It's right here in Schaumburg, Illinois. But now, Tony, I am just so blessed. Every time I think about how God has delivered you, it's been such a reality of the power of God in action as I see your life unfold. And
you're
God
blessed. How do you think I feel?
Tell us about your early years as a child, Tony. When was alcohol introduced to you?
Well, Pastor, I was raised in the city, and in my neighborhood, there was a public school on one end of our block and a park on the other end, and that's where everybody used to hang out. There'd be a group of people hanging at the school. There was another group of people that hung out at the park, and there was always, you know, older guys around drinking, and I admired that, and I would have to say that's actually when I started in my elementary school years.
Yeah, so what are some of the warning signs you would give parents, or what are the warning signs a parent need to look out for in their own children?
Well, obviously, the people they hang around,
yeah,
the kids that they hang around with, when your kids start to avoid you for no reason. I used to sneak in the house at night so my parents wouldn't smell me or see my eyes.
Yeah,
a lot of sleeping, depression.
Tony, I must tell you, some of the stories I've heard, they really exceed most I've seen in my life, stories that has happened to you. So why don't you tell us some of the experiences you have had as an alcoholic?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do you have? Anything negative that's ever happened in my life has one way or another involved alcohol. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've had every bone in my body broken. I've passed out in taxi cabs, and I'm trained and woke up 6-7 hours later. I've woke up in hospital emergency rooms because they couldn't wake me up. Anything that negative that's ever happened in my life always, always involved alcohol.
Wow. Tony, and this is not a short season within life. It wasn't like when you were in high school or college. This was for how long?
Oh, boy. A good 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Drunk for 30
Almost
years.
Almost 30 years, yeah.
And the doctors said that, you know, they called it pickle brain. Is that right?
Wet brain.
A pickle brain.
I think they call it the wet brain.
The wet brain, okay.
Yeah.
So when did you realize that you were an alcoholic?
Well, you know, I'm in the trades. I'm a union carpenter, and I just always thought that that's what the guys in the trades did was drink. But I would have to say probably in my early 20s when I realized I couldn't go a day without it.
Mm.
But it didn't matter to me.
Did you ever reach out for help, like check yourself into a rehab?
Oh, sure. I was in rehab, I think, 3 times, maybe 4. I did the 12-step program a few times. I had counseling, none of it seemed to work.
None of it seemed to work, but God.
So
30 years of being an alcoholic, like you mentioned, stabbed, shot at, you know, bones broken, sleeping in trains.
Not shot at, shot.
Oh, shot, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't know if you want
that
on...
I was shot at. Yeah, I was shot at, but the bullet hit me.
Wow, you're still alive. Brother, you're a walking miracle. Tell us about this real and lasting transformation that we today see in your life. How did this happen?
How did the transformation happen?
Yeah, you've been transformed completely. Today,
you're delivered.
Yeah, today... You're serving God today. You're ministering to people today. You are active in the church. As a matter of fact, you are a leader inside of Christ Nation. You're head usher.
Yeah.
God is using you in different ways. But I mean, the life that we look at right now, anybody that had to meet you right now would never even guess that this was the life that you came from. So
people can't believe I ever drank.
The question is, like, how did this transformation happen?
Well, I had started to go to a 12-step program again, and I was very consistent with it. I was going almost every day, and I was like, I just, you know, they speak about God a lot and everything. I'm not, please don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the 12-step program. It works for people, but I just couldn't believe that this is all there is. I mean, it was the same night, same thing, night after night, same story, same thing, and I wasn't getting anything, and I just knew there was more. So I started to go to a Bible study, then I started to go to church, then I started to get involved in the church, and I just got totally delivered. I just one day I just decided I just can't believe how powerless I am over this bottle, how it's got control of my life, and I said no more.
Tony, I remember a specific day we were meeting in Christ Nation. We were meeting at a service, and one of the ushers came running to the backstage. We were actually meeting in Arlington Heights at the time, and somebody came and said, there's a man having seizures in the back row of the audience. And but it was you. Not having seizures, just shaking because you needed alcohol. You couldn't sit through a whole service.
Oh, I couldn't spell my name.
Yeah.
I drank before I got there.
Yeah. That we know, brother.
I couldn't write my name. One of my jobs, they used to call me Shaky. Mm. I couldn't stop the shaking. It was so bad.
Wow.
And I only drank mostly beer.
Yeah.
But a lot of it.
That's just it's an amazing thing to see today how God has transformed you in every way, in marriage, in relationships, in church, with even being in leadership, and even how God has restored you financially.
Yeah.
Beyond in such a great way. Now,
he says the enemy's got to pay back everything he stole from us.
Amen. If there's somebody listening, who needs advice regarding any addiction, what would you advise them today?
Well, I would have to say, Jack, they need to get help right away. They need to find a church with small groups and build personal relationships with people. And there's always the 12-step program, but I call the 12-step program a stepping stone. You'll get a lot of information, but you won't be satisfied. You don't get a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. And it's finding a church family and a place with small groups and build personal relationships with people. There's believe me, you're not unique. Mm. There are people out there with the same situation that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions of people that are, you know, willing to listen to you and tell you their story and help you and tell you what they did to clean their life up and get sober. And it's all a blessing from God. It's you know, people just can't stop without the help of God. It's just, you know, call it a disease.
When I look at your life, Tony, how God has brought you from the place you were at to the place you're at now, consistency. Consistency in relationships, consistency in remaining connected to the body, because the body heals the body. This is how God made the body.
Right.
And in the same way, the church body is so key to anyone who doesn't just want to learn how to manage their demons, but for lack of a better term, how to manage the demons versus casting them out, you know. It's so important.
Right. Well, that's what we do as alcoholics. We try to manage our demons. You hit the nail right on the head. We try to control everything the way we want to do it.
Now, Tony, we've come to the end of this program. I'm going to continue in the next program. So thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing the second part of your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.
AM 1160.